Happy Saturday to you. I hope you're having a lovely weekend so far, and it would be great this weekend if you took a moment or two over the course of the next few days to just sit back and really take in all the greatness that's around you and all the good things that you have in your life. And that's what we've been doing this week. And a lot of it I have been getting you to think more. So we've only done one in-depth audio teaching this week. So on Monday, just as a recap, we started off by getting ourselves to look at what we were grateful for in that moment while we were reading the text message. On Tuesday, then I talked about what lessons you could take from difficult situations and scenarios that were happening in your life, and also what lessons you could take from patterns that were, you know, happening repetitively, so situations that were coming up. And then on Wednesday, I gave you a summary kind of an article that I had found, which was really good about how to make better or look at things from a better perspective. And then yesterday we did a beautiful gentle cleansing meditation as well. On Thursday, and then yesterday you sent me on your questions, and thank you for that. So what I would say here is that as we kind of finish up the week with this, it's a very personal thing, I think, trying to look at the lessons of different situations in your life, because obviously everybody's lessons are different. But in the midst of difficulties that we may have, there is always kind of a part of you that needs to learn something. Also within lessons, you're going to have moments where you feel more connected to yourself and feel more in flow with life. And when you feel like that, you're more aligned. So you're more open to what's going on, where are you, what's happening. And then in moments where you're more lower, you've got a lot of stuff going on, you're less likely to be aligned or less likely to be in flow with your life. So you're not able to look at those lessons or want to look at them because it could seem like a hassle. And it's been interesting this week for myself personally, kind of everything we've been going through, because I really wanted to finish off this month of March personally for myself with just kind of putting more of a pep in my step. And I found myself in different pattern this week and having a lower ebb and then kind of coming up at the end of the week in a higher way, because I was trying to look at how, you know, I could make changes myself. So just to share, as I do sometimes, so I obviously do, it's time for me, and I do my coaching work and classes at the weekends, and I also do readings, and I have talked to you a few times about the decision I made to park those and put those on hold because I felt energetically I needed like the space to do that. And then my husband just got a new job. He had been off work since he graduated last year. And he got a new job, and like we've had lots of different changes, and I've recovered and took a good like a lot of time off work to recover. And I found myself over the last few weeks when he was like back at work and I was fully recovered and had all this energy, kind of thinking, okay, I'm not really doing my readings anymore. I'm doing it's time for me and my classes at the weekend. But actually, I didn't really have a lot going on during the week. So I was cleaning a lot and organizing things a lot and meeting people and all these different things. But I actually found, okay, like there's an aspect here that's missing. I couldn't really put my finger on it. A bit of boredom, I'd say, a bit of change of pattern. Okay. So I found myself at the start of the week going, okay, like I'll just get really productive or whatever. But by midweek, I was finding myself in that space of actually what we were talking about, which was like, okay, this just doesn't feel good. Like, what's the lesson here? What's going on here? And then in the middle of that, I had to take some of my fertility medication, which can at times make me get very, very like hormonal and emotional. And I found that happening as well. And then I had to just stop and say, okay, that's the tablets. And really just take stock. So instead of like delving into this place of, oh my God, everything's crap and I just don't feel right, that's what was initially starting my mind. I actually just said, okay, stop for a moment. What's going on here? Like, what is really going on here? And I just said, I'm bored. Like, that was it. Like, a huge part of my work is my readings and my coaching sessions, and I wasn't doing them. So even though I needed that energetic space to be able to give myself a bit of time, and had said, and have like turned down so many clients over the last number of weeks saying, I'm not doing readings anymore, because they needed that space. So I decided, you know what, I need to be working more because it's what I enjoy. And also, like, I'm not going to be able to like clean the house every single day because like there's only so much you can do, or meet many people because everybody works during the week. I need to do what I enjoy. And then what I found is that, okay, I'll go back and do my readings. But what was different this time was, and I'm talking to you about this because I'm saying about the lessons that we can learn. one of the reasons that I find sometimes doing my sessions difficult is because I generally will be doing my own like admin work, my It's Time For Me work, and then a lot of times I have to do my readings in the evenings because it suits people's schedules better because they're working all day. So by the time it comes to sitting down to read for people, you know, between 6 and 9 o'clock, I'm exhausted at that stage because I've already done my work and whatever. And I may have even done like a reading or a coaching session during the day as well. So I was just finding myself really, really drained from it. I also feel that I'm not very good at like cleansing energy off me. And this has been a huge thing for me. So I just said to myself, okay, if I was to do this, what is the lesson? What's the pattern of going back to reading? So I decided, okay, I only want to do them in the morning and the afternoon. And if it doesn't suit some people, that's totally fine. I just won't be able to read for them, or maybe they can change their schedule. That I would only do a maximum of 3 a day, but not every day. That I would then look at the days that I had to do all my treatment and my different injections, and I would absolutely not work on those days. I absolutely wasn't going to work at the weekends because I do my classes then, but I want my weekends. Now my husband's back working Monday to Friday, I want them with him. And that I needed to have breaks in between my readings and find a better way to cleanse energy, which for me is like get out, walk. I used to like do different mantras and different things and they don't work. So I was like, okay, get out and walk. So I sat down and I implemented this new booking system on my website, and I literally was able to slot in the times and the dates that suited me to work. And when I looked at it, I was like, God, that's like great. I can get up, do my work, and then like have the rest of the day to do all my other things and all my other work, and then be able to teach at the weekends and whatever. And it just felt so good. So yesterday then I had an appointment with, or on Thursday I had an appointment with my surgeon, and he had cleared out loads of scar tissue and loads of adhesions. And he actually had, in the surgery that I had, and he had told me it was like one of the worst cases he'd seen of that. And that he actually had written in his notes that the operation had made him sweat. Like he literally wrote, made me sweat, and he'd showed me on his surgical notes because they were so bad, and what he had found in there, and he didn't know if he'd be able to sort it out, but he was. So I said to myself, when I got that and thought, okay, like everything's cleared out, the energy is cleared, the kind of dead wood energy that I felt in my body for years is gone, this is a new start. But if I'm going to go back to readings, and I'm only going back to them for a month, you know, I have to do it the right way and not go into old patterns. And today what happened was somebody wanted an appointment later in the evening, which wasn't on the calendar and wasn't there. And I felt great by putting the calendar in place because I was like, that's telling people these are the times I'm available. So before you even book, you know that you can only have these times. While, you know, obviously when people book a reading, I feel obliged to give them the time that suits them, of course. Like, but this was showing them these are the times. So, you know, if it doesn't suit you, won't be able to book it. Or if it does, it does. So this person emailed me and said that they, you know, needed a specific time and whatever. And I found myself taking my diary and starting to write in an evening appointment to suit them. And then I just had to say no. And I was doing it in pencil, and I just crossed it out, rubbed it out, and I just emailed them back. And I said, look, I'm sorry, like that appointment just isn't available. So I had to offer them something later in the month that would suit them, but they wanted it sooner. And just even in doing that, what I realized, I mean, my big long winding story here was that I had changed the pattern in that moment. And changing the pattern and learning the lesson and taking the stock of things that made that situation difficult for me. And they might sound like really trivial things, but actually in this type of work, it's not. Like, it's very important that your energy is very clear for who you're working with and who you're reading for and all of those different things to give them the best of you and the best for them, which is what I always want to do. But also that, like, to do that, I have to be the best of myself. And all of you have to be your best self. And no matter what difficulties are going on or what stresses are going on or whatever it is, you can have your life in order in the way that's going to work for you. And I know I waffled on there now, but that's what this week has been about. It's been about looking at your life and saying, okay, what are the patterns that I keep consistently repeating? I've repeated a pattern with my work for, I would probably say, the last 5 years, and it has absolutely not worked for me. And the last 5 years is when I have had a very strong love-hate relationship with my work. And that wasn't good for me. And it caused a lot of issues. And what I've learned in having the space and time, like realistically, I haven't read or coached people you know, in about 5 months, one or two here and there, but really nothing specific since probably around October time. I had that significant break. I will probably do my work in April and may not do more work again till July. I don't know. But the thing about it is that you can learn, and you can learn to be your best self, and you can learn to support yourself in a way. But this is the whole premise of this week, was finding the good in the bad and finding the good in difficult situations and looking for the good around you. And before I started this recording, I actually sat down and I sat at the edge of my bed and I was like, you know, thank you, like offering up gratitude for the clarity around my work, for offering up the gratitude for the fact that I'm so lucky that I have clients who will actually, you know, put up with me being in and out of work and not being available and then being available. You know, that was shown in the amount of people that like booked in with me in the last 2 days. I'm just grateful for all of the lovely clients that I have, because everybody that's booked in are people that I really, really like. And so none of that's by accident. But if I had gone back into it like I normally do, I would be feeling very different this evening. I'd be feeling that I shouldn't have done it and I'd gone against my gut feeling. And that's how I used to feel about it every other time I'd go back into it. I'd feel great in the moment, and then straight afterwards when the bookings would come in, I wouldn't feel like that. And I just don't have that feeling at all today. And I'm sharing that with you, and that's a very personal insight into my work and probably stuff I shouldn't be saying, but I'm sharing it with you to show you that no matter what, I'm giving you an aspect of my life, which is work. No matter what part of your life or part of yourself that maybe you're struggling with, find the lesson. Whether it's your health, whether things health-wise keep happening to you again and again, stop and ask yourself, why? Why is this happening? What can I learn from this? If it's your finances, your relationships, your social life, whatever it is, your structure. Someone today sent me a message to say, could I cover structure next week? Which we will be, by the way. If it's that, why is that happening? Why is there a lack of structure? There's a lesson and a nugget in every part of what's going on for us. The part that's frustrating is that we mightn't be in the right headspace. And my God, do you need to be in the right headspace when you're going to like try something new? Or you can actually just do what I was describing this week, was just to say, look, I've got to do this the right way that works for me. And it's the first time ever, and I'm going to be like honest, in the first time in the last 5 years that I have actually come back to do a part of work and not had this kind of feeling of dread, okay, of in my gut, this isn't right, because I finally listened to myself and I finally did it. And it was with the help of technology of, here's the calendar, here's the days, here's what I'm going to do, and putting it out there without, say, the emails coming towards me of like, I want to book in, but I can only do this time, and me feeling bad. I'm like saying, there it is. So if you can have some metaphorical calendar or whatever it is, whatever structure you need, and we're going to talk about more about this next week, for inputting different things into your life and for looking at how you're going to heal your life, then start to implement it. But we will follow on with this next week. So I'm sorry for a big, long, waffly story. I hope it makes sense in relation to what we're talking about. But I just want you to reflect on the week. I want you to reflect on, did you actually like read the article? Did you do the gratitude? Did you listen to the audio? Did you listen to the cleansing meditation? You know, have you done the things over the course of this week? If not, why not? And if you have, what insights have you had? How do you feel about it? You know, always feel free to text me if you have any feedback or anything. Like, I'm always open to anything that you have to say. So tomorrow is Simplistic Sunday. So I will be just sending you a text tomorrow. I'm not going to send you another big long winding audio, which is some nice exercise that you can do to finish off the week. And then on Monday, we'll be starting off with structure. How to structure your life. And I don't mean structure your life to the point where, Jesus, it's like really rigid, but to keep consistent structure around implementing the changes you want. And more importantly, breaking the habits. You can only break patterns and habits by having a structure, because you put a structure in place and you can change it. And the examples I've given you today are like very practical ways of doing that, you know. And then the whole thing is, will you stick to it? Will I stick to it? We shall see. So I wish you a beautiful Saturday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.